I love that question. It's I don't have an easy answer to it. Mumbai is an incredible and incredibly cosmopolitan city. And so in some ways, many would say, well, Mumbai is not India, because most of India doesn't look or feel like Mumbai. Nevertheless, it is more like India than New York. So I'll answer in that respect. It's definitely often, for many Indians, it's seen as the safest city in India for women. And by that, I mean that there's like a mobility and a facility of movement and a kind of open-mindedness in Mumbai that is really great. I think if I had moved to a different Indian city, I'd be so much more challenged than I am in Mumbai. And a lot of women move from all over India to Mumbai so that they have that freedom, the freedom to travel at any time of the day or night on their own, the freedom to work, the freedom to feel safe. I think that's one thing that's really like amazing and unique in Mumbai, and there are other Indian cities that have those things, but Mumbai has it in such spades and with such sophistication and access to global culture, the most global Indian city that I've experienced. And I definitely recognize, in contrast to all the other cities in India I've visited and spent time in, it's the most sort of the best for women. That said, you know, it's really hard to adjust to any new culture because living abroad anywhere, you're going to run into the situation in which you are constantly and consistently wrong. Like, you have an idea about how the world works and, like, how things should work and how they should function. It is very, like, contextually defined. And I, you know, I had that very much. And then you go to a different country and you are, like, incorrect about everything. Like, nothing really functions the way you think it should. And then you start getting, then you start realizing that, like, should is a constant. Like, everything is different and there's no better or worse. Or the better or worse is so relative and so contextually defined that you kind of have to be stepping back from that. But, like, living abroad is embarrassing. You're constantly, like, in the wrong, and it chips away at, like, the part of me that loves being right. In some ways, that's really good. It's like, humbling. In some ways, it's really hard. It's painful. But I think that the farther away the culture, the more you experience it. And India is in a different place in its infrastructure development, and its culture is so different, and the cultural norms are so different, and what is acceptable and unacceptable is so different. Mm-hmm. And it's in a really different place with its social movement of the last 100 years than the West has been, because I think the West has been a little bit more collective in its, like, quest for women's suffrage and its industrialization and its social movements and its civil rights movements. It's just been a little bit more in conversation with itself. And India has been its own thing, and learning something that's so separate is really interesting. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't consume as much Western culture because India makes so much of its own film and television and musical content, but it doesn't bow to Western culture, which is really awesome. Like, that's really cool.
Yeah.
But it's also sort of dizzying. So it's complicated, is my very long response to this question. I'm so sorry. It's complicated. My opinion is complicated and always changing.